This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In as far as our discussion pertaining to Salah is concerned, previously we were talking about the Sajda, and we mentioned that the elbows must be off the ground in Sajda. Don't rest your elbows on the ground. And then we also mentioned that the elbows should be off the ground but away from the sides of the body. It must not be tucked in against the sides. But it must not be put out so much that you literally elbowing the person next to you. So off the ground, away from the sides, but not too much. Keep to your lane, as they say, you know. So keep within your musalla. Don't stretch too much out. Then the thighs should not come in contact with the stomach wall. In other words, all these aspects that we're discussing of sajda is that you must not be crouching in sajda. Your prostration must be one of where you can, when a person, even if a non-Muslim is looking, can see you doing something constructive. You're not semi-lying down, you're not crouching, you're prostrating in the true sense. And the tip of the nose must remain on the ground for the full duration of the sajda. Now we move on to discussing the feet and the position of the feet during the sajda. Both the feet should be facing up, meaning the heels are on top, but the toes, your toes should not be touching the ground. The tips of your toes should not be touching your ground. The toes should be bent, facing the qibla. Now remember, previously we discussed that your feet need to be on the ground, meaning your toes need to be on the ground. It can't be in the air. If it's in the air for the duration of 3 subhanallahs, your whole sajda, and by then, by extension, your whole salah is invalidated. So your feet must be touching the ground, but not touching the ground in this way, where the tips of your toes are touching, but in this way, where your toes are bent and your toes are facing the qibla. So both feet next to one another, the heels up and the toes bent and facing the qibla. That's the position of the feet. Then you must remain in sajda, similar to what we discussed for ruku. You remain in sajda for the duration that it would take to say 3 subhana rabbi al-a'la comfortably. So don't rush in sajda, because the closest that you can be to Allah is when you put your head, the most honored and revered part of your human body, when you put it down in submission before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then finally, to wrap up our discussion on common errors in salah, after the salah has terminated, yeah, we've just chosen in this discussion, we have just chosen selected aspects. I would really encourage that take the Behishti Zewar or get some authentic book and read up all the time. Salah is so pivotal in our lives. And in everything else of life, we strive to be better. You know, I was just sitting in the kitchen after Maghrib, and the wife would say, "Taste this." So I said, "No, but why must I taste it?" She said, "No, you must tell me whether it's nice for Eid." So I said, "But you make it every time, so it will taste nice." She said, "No, I tried something different this time. I want to improve it, taste it." So in everything of dunya, we're always striving to improve. Salah, which is our greatest form of ibadah, we must always try to see, where can I improve my salah, come closer to the ideal. So in this month of Ramadan, we've just touched on a few key aspects. But read up on it and practice it and check all the time. So lastly, how do you know, one or two aspects pertaining to dua. When you're making dua, you raise your hands high enough so that they are in line with your chest. Don't drop it here so it's in line with your belly, nor do you pick it up so high that it's in line with your face. In line with your chest. Then let there be a small space between the two hands. Not totally like this, nor like that either. Not totally spread out, not totally touching each other. And then the inner sides of your palm must be facing your face. The inners of your palm, the inside part of your palm, must be facing your face. So the way of making dua after salah, and the way of making dua at any time, you lift up your hands in line with your chest, you keep a small gap, and the palms, the inner part of the palms, are facing the face. So not this way. Don't make dua like this, nor do you make dua like that. You make dua like this. So in line with the chest, small gap, and this here, both the insides are facing the chest. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of working towards perfecting and improving our salah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabi.